Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 165 of Paranormal Stories. In this episode, I'm reading from Gregory Shushan's book, Near-Death Experience in Ancient Civilizations, The Origins of the World's Afterlife Beliefs. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from chapter 9, which is titled Experiential Origins of the Afterlife, Near-Death Experiences, Shamanism, and Dreams. And this is what Gregory has written. Although the relationship between NDEs and afterlife beliefs has gone unacknowledged in the history of religions, some scholars have recognized more generally that myth and belief have origins in experience. In many ways, myths and beliefs are ways of making sense of our experiences and fitting them into some kind of comprehensible worldview. Such profound, unusual, rare, and transformative experiences as NDEs would be no exception. When we find similar beliefs around the world, it makes sense to look for common experience types that might explain them. As Wendy Doniger put it, we can approach the problem by extrapolating from what all the myths have in common, modified in the light of what we can simply observe about the human situation in different cultures. At least since the 19th century, a number of scholars have argued for mystical experiences in general as a primary factor in the origins and development of religious beliefs. One was the Victorian Scottish folklorist Andrew Lang, who reached this conclusion by comparing the evidence from psychical research with ethnological reports of supernatural beliefs. In his classic 1902 study on religious experience, the famous American philosopher and psychologist William James defined the key aspects of religious experience as the divided self and the struggle, the change of personal centre and the surrender of the lower self, the appearance of exteriority of the helping power and yet a sense of union with it, feelings of security and joy, and subsequent positive transformation, which he called the fruits of the experience. Specific personal and cultural details, he argued, reconstruct the experiences in their individual forms. A common core might be sifted out of the discrepancies, and it's this core that might be scientific fact. While the ancient texts share all of James's typical traits of a religious experience, it's important to be specific about exactly what kind of religious beliefs we're talking about, and exactly what kind of extraordinary experiences are most relevant to it. The NDE Source Hypothesis. Long before the NDE was lodged in the popular consciousness, or even identified as an actual phenomenon, the French author Louis Elby argued in 1906 that the similarity of ancient afterlife beliefs across cultures indicates an original revelation, as if primeval man had been favoured with an insight into the problem of the invisible world. The NDE source theory was perhaps best articulated by the American sociologist James MacLennan. He described a symbiotic process in which culture and experience influence one another, so that accounts of universal experience types are expressed in culture-specific ways. The cross-cultural similarities of belief in spirits, souls, heavens, and hells is explained by the fact that NDEs contribute to the formation of religious beliefs. In his comparison of modern NDE reports and return from death narratives in medieval China, Japan, and Europe, he concluded that the universal features of such narratives support the hypothesis that they share a common experiential source, the NDE. Others have independently reached similar conclusions. Carl Becker, an American scholar of Buddhism and comparative philosophy, suggested that afterlife conceptions in Chinese Pure Land Buddhism were based on near-death experiences. He explained the similarities between the early Japanese and Chinese NDEs and those of the modern West, simply in terms of similarity of experience. The British theologian Paul Badham has made similar arguments with particular focus on the relationship between NDEs and Japanese Pure Land Buddhism, the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and the late 13th century Jewish mystical text, the Zohar. The Hungarian classical scholar Jenő Plathy highlighted similarities between NDEs, mythical and historical counterparts from Greece and Rome, and afterlife conceptions in the Upanishads, Buddhist sutras, and the Zoroastrian beliefs. Correspondences between the Upanishads and NDEs have also been observed by the scholar of Indian philosophy, William A. Borman, leading him to suggest that the phenomenon might also be useful for understanding other ancient texts relating to the afterlife. The French Egyptologist Ruth Schumann Antelme identified some common elements between NDEs and the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and the psychologist E.J. Herman noted that some compelling similarities between NDE and Zurganadze. These include feelings of oneness with the universe, love, joy and peace, ineffability, and so on. The clearest and most direct historical evidence, however, comes from small-scale societies. In my book, Near-Death Experience in Indigenous Religions, I examined hundreds of accounts of afterlife beliefs from Africa, Native North America, and Oceania from the 17th century to the early 20th century. Rather than esoteric religious texts, the sources were the records of explorers, missionaries, and anthropologists. There were certainly differences between these broad culture areas. Very few accounts of NDEs were found in Africa, Micronesia, and Australia. Their afterlife beliefs were correspondingly less concerned with spiritual existence in other realms than the potentially harmful influences of ancestor spirits that remain nearby on Earth. In contrast, I found over 100 NDE accounts among Native American, Polynesian, and Melanesian societies. These societies not only tended to valorize NDEs, but their afterlife beliefs and otherworld journey myths were thematically consistent with them. The really remarkable thing, however, the indisputable evidence, is the existence of dozens of statements by indigenous people themselves that their afterlife beliefs derived from the accounts of actual individuals who had temporarily died and returned to life. Furthermore, those who had NDEs often became prophets, shamans, or other religious leaders. Badham pointed out that modern medical technology has democratized NDEs, explaining not only why they were especially rare in earlier times, but also why those who had them were considered exceptional individuals endowed with religious authority. A few anthropologists, such as Ake Hultkrantz and Irving Halliwell, distinguish between various types of visionary afterlife experiences: those that originated in dreams, shamanic visions, and apparent temporary deaths. The reason they made such distinctions was because their indigenous sources did. The Winnipeg Salto Native Americans, for example, based their afterlife beliefs on dreams, mediumistic communications, and NDEs, with the latter holding the greatest importance and authority. Also relevant is anthropologist Dean Scheele's survey of out-of-body experience beliefs in 67 small-scale societies worldwide. He found that 95% believe in the phenomenon and that they're described in remarkably similar ways. This led him to suggest that the belief is based on experience, concluding, "When different cultures at different times and in different places arrive at the same or very similar out-of-body belief, we begin to wonder if this results from a common experience of this happening." That the NDE source theory is proven for some indigenous societies strengthens the possibility that the afterlife beliefs in our ancient civilizations were also grounded in such experiences. In light of this, it's worth reviewing some of the more direct evidence. Leaving aside for the moment the many conceptual and mythological parallels embedded in the texts, with the exception of Egypt, explicit references to an individual dying, returning to life, and undergoing experiences highly reminiscent of NDEs occur in each civilization. Today I was reading from Gregory Shushan's book, Near-Death Experience in Ancient Civilizations: The Origins of the World's Afterlife Beliefs. If you want to buy the book, There is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening. Hi, this is Simon Bowne. For years, I've explored the mysteries of near-death experiences, reincarnation, and life beyond this one. Now, I've gathered some of the most compelling cases into my new book, Verified Near-Death Experiences, Proof of an Afterlife. This book features 30 extraordinary near-death experiences, each one backed by verifiable details that defy explanation. These are more than just personal stories. They offer real evidence that consciousness continues beyond death. Through these accounts, you'll hear about profound moments of connection, insights from beyond, and experiences that challenge everything we think we know about life and the afterlife. Verified Near-Death Experiences, Proof of an Afterlife, will be published on March 24th, and the Kindle version is now available for pre-order.